And we're very pleased to have a group from Youth Chamber Connection. You'll get to meet each of the five musicians after they play their first selection. Please join me as we welcome the Mercurial Quintet.
Thank you.
The Mercurial Quintet from Youth Chamber Connection will meet each of the five. You can see a picture of them on Facebook at SLB Radio. And we'll start with Rowan. Hello.
Hello.
Hang on a minute. There you are. Yes.
Yep, good.
Right. It was the 38th mistake I've made this hour. So, first, can you tell me what you just played?
Well, we just played the first movement of Schumann's piano quintet in E flat major. And we're going to be playing the second movement after that. So I'm in 10th grade. I'm homeschooled in Bethel Park.
And that's probably given you lots of time for music, I bet.
Yes, definitely.
Do you do any composition at all?
I have done it sometimes. It's sometimes tricky to balance that with also doing piano and all different things. But I do enjoy doing that. So,
what's interesting about getting together to play in a quintet? You have a coach, right?
Yes, and he's a great coach, Michael Lippmann. He's from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and he's so dedicated. It's amazing.
How often do you get together to practice?
Generally every week, and then there's some weekends where we've done two, and then there's sometimes when it doesn't work to get together. But it's definitely been a great experience working with Michael Lippmann, and then also I think playing chamber music is a great way to build connections between musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that, especially as a pianist, you don't get as often because it's really focused on solo. A lot of the time.
I never thought about that. Are there other kinds of music that you like?
I do like jazz a lot and ragtime as well.
Excellent.
So I play those too, yeah.
Well, it's nice, nice to have you here. Anything else you'd like to say or anybody to acknowledge?
Well, Antoinette Tuma from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. She's given me so many wonderful opportunities over the past years, and I would give her a shout out.
Great. Yeah. I'm sure she's listening. Thanks, Rowan.
Yes.
Let's meet the person who's next to you. You can just pass the microphone on, and I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Noah Hertzman. I'm the cellist in this quintet. I go to Fox Chapel High School. I'm a sophomore there.
And any observations about what it's like to play in a group? You see two of these guys daily, I would imagine, right? Your
yes.
classmates.
Yeah, exactly. As well as me, Felix and Zach also go to Fox Chapel. As it turns out, it can be really difficult sometimes to meet with all five of us on weekends. There's a saying about you have 70 people in a room and it's almost impossible to not have two people with the same birthday. It sort of goes the opposite of that when you're trying to meet in a quintet. The more people in the room, the less of the likelihood that you'll actually have everyone there every weekend. When we really do get together with all five of us and Mr. Lippmann, it's really fun to work with these kids.
Now, out of curiosity, if you were not available on a Saturday to work with the quintet, what else might you be doing?
Well, for instance, last weekend, I actually did miss the first half of rehearsal because I was performing in the pit for Kappa's production of Les Miserables, which is actually still going on this weekend. And anyone who's listening, if you're willing to brave the lines for a half hour to try to get tickets, because we're actually already sold out this weekend, then I would still highly recommend coming to see the production because it's just spectacular. Everyone in there, I'd love to give a shout out to all of them. They're amazing.
Ed, are there anything beyond music that we might find you doing on a Saturday?
So aside from homework, which I do get a lot of, I like to do all kinds of performing. I do some juggling, though, not as much anymore, but I also I'm a avid magician. So sometimes I'll end up going and performing at birthday parties. But mostly I just like to perform sort of impromptu stuff. That can be really fun.
That's excellent. Quick magician story. We once had a juggler teaching me how to juggle on the radio, and it was in a different studio. We had a ceiling fan directly above me, and we were using bean bags. And you can guess, one of the bean bags hit the ceiling fan it went all over the place, and it was a little frightening because at first we didn't know exactly what had happened.
That sounds pretty funny.
I became a better juggler.
I wish I had been there.
Yeah. it was an interesting event. Well, it's nice to chat with you, and let's meet who's on your left. And tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Felix Faser. I'm the violist in the Mercurial Quintet. Sorry. And I'm a sophomore at Fox Chapel Area High School.
And what's it like to play? Have you been in other ensembles before this one?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm in two ensembles this year, a piano quintet and a string quartet. And I've played in chamber music for the past couple of years. And I think right now it's fantastic. This is the second year I've been able to play with Rowan as a pianist, and it's a completely different type of chamber music get a piano in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, tell me how that makes it different.
Well, there's a lot of struggles that we're having trying to find balance and things like that, but in the end, I think it's fantastic, like music that's been written to combine strings and piano, such as the Schumann and other pieces like that.
So it's the relative volume of the piano plus its dynamic range being so great?
Yeah. And just like the sheer volume that it can create can at times be pretty overpowering, but it's a great sound. And yeah, it's a fun struggle that we're having.
That brings back what Roland said about being a soloist versus playing as part of an ensemble.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to figure out ways to balance like melodic lines that should come out and parts that should be created together as the piece goes on. Yeah.
Anybody you'd like to acknowledge? Or
My family at home probably, and of course my private teacher Jeff Irwin. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great. Well, thank you. And from Felix, we go to.
Hi, my name is Zach Lackus. I'm a junior in 11th grade at Fox Chapel High School, and I'm the second violinist in the Mercurial Quintet.
And you're the senior member of the group, huh? Although you're heading into your senior year next year rather than this year. Any observations about playing in a group like this?
So this is my first year as part of the Youth Chamber Connection, and for me it's been a really amazing experience. Playing in chamber music is unlike any other kind of ensemble. You really, as Rowan said, you connect with a lot of other musicians, and it's just a great experience watching these pieces come together.
One thing I observed too is there's really nowhere to hide, right? You're there playing, you will be heard, and your interaction with each other is going to be very apparent. People watching and listening, and it's really a challenge, I would think, to be able to do well and to perfect what you're doing. Everybody sounds great. Was it hard to learn how to play with a smaller group?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, much more difficult to hide in a small group like this. Definitely a lot of counting, and again, our coach, Mr. Lippmann, has helped us work really hard to try to come close to hopefully perfecting the pieces we play. But yeah, it's very difficult, but also very satisfying.
Great. I'm glad you mentioned him. Is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge?
Yeah, I'd also like to acknowledge my parents and my private teacher, Mr. Jeremy Black from the PSO. And also Mrs. Laurie Cunningham, who is in charge of the Youth Chamber Connection, and she brought us here.
I'm glad you mentioned Laurie, who is very devoted to making sure that folks have an opportunity to play. Let's meet our last person. You've got the longest reach, and I'll let you introduce yourself, please.
All right. So my name is Charlie Burton. I'm a sophomore at the Winchester Thurston School in Shadyside. And I am also the other violinist in this quintet.
And it's now when you're the last person, lots of questions have already been asked. Oh, but yeah. The idea of what else you might be doing on a Saturday morning is interesting to me. If not music, are there other things you might find yourself doing?
Yeah, so my family is originally from England, actually. So there's a lot of actually soccer heritage in our family roots. So on Saturdays, whether it ranges from watching Premier League games to actually playing on the field. That's really what I enjoy, along with homework, of course.
that's terrific. Is it, I mean, it was a few weeks ago, right, that the championships in England, I'm trying to think, the World Cup, how long ago was that? Do you follow
that? The World Cup was 4 years ago, actually, the World Cup.
Oh, no, not the World Cup. See, you can tell how much I follow soccer. We have somebody that we work with who follows soccer, and I know he actually took a day off to watch a game. And I can't remember the game. It was fairly, I thought it was a championship game.
Yeah, I mean, throughout the months, there's important, fun games to watch, and there are always, it's always a good time to take time off in.
I was going to
sit on the couch and watch them.
Do you keep tabs on games?
Of course. I mean, when big teams are playing each other, it's always a good fun to sit around and fix on the TV.
Yeah. So. He's really into it. So, well, thanks. It's nice to meet you. And before you play, you can just place that down on the table. Oh, yes, please.
So this Monday, this coming Monday, we are performing at the Pittsburgh Chamber Society concert at 7 o'clock. So I'd love for everyone to come out and see that.
So that would be this coming Friday.
This coming Monday.
Or Monday.
Yes.
So this coming Monday. And that would be the 30th of April. What's the location?
It's at Carnegie Hall in Oakland.
Excellent. I was just going to turn to Rachel to ask if she had anything. Is there anything else you want to say, however?
No. I mean, I'd love to acknowledge my teacher, Peter Stankowski, and also my parents and brother who have been supporting me with music throughout the years.
So. Excellent. What's your brother's name?
Harry, actually. And he's performing in a chamber concert later today, so.
Fantastic. Well, let me turn to Rachel before we have you play the next movement. And Rachel, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. You're getting involved in marketing and community engagement with Youth Chamber Connection. Is there anything you would like to mention that we haven't covered?
I would, yes. We actually have an awesome concert coming up on Tuesday. It's called Side by Side by Side by Side. It's four side-by-sides. And we're really excited that the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra invited Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra Symphonette to participate with them in a fundraiser. It's going to benefit Pittsburgh area school programs, the music programs there. So you'll get to hear 100 young musicians from four Pittsburgh public schools and Tripo Symphonette performing with the musicians of the PSO. And the concert is free. We are asking for donations at the door, and those will go to benefit the Musicians Care Fund, which is an endowment that's administered by the Pittsburgh Foundation. And it helps struggling local music programs so that they can get instruments, get repairs to those. So Tuesday, 7:30 at the Allegheny Traditional Elementary Academy Auditorium.
Okay, and that's May 1st,
that's
is
right.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great opportunity, and it's right around the corner. So
yeah.
From here at the Children's Museum, Allegheny Traditional Academy is just across the way. So mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And for more information on things at Youth Chamber Connection, what's the best way to keep in touch?
Yeah, if you go to youthchamberconnection.org, we also have a Facebook account, so if that's easier for you, check us out there.
Thanks. Thanks, Rachel. Now we'll go to the second movement of the piece that you began with our. It's our last chance to talk. Thank you very much, all of you, for being here. Once again, this is the Mercurial Quintet. the Mercurial Quintet. Thank you, all five of you. Side by side by side by side will be Tuesday, May 1st, this coming Tuesday at 7:30 at Allegheny Traditional Academy, where you'll be able to hear Pittsburgh Public School musicians as well as Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, the Symphonette, and Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra musicians all playing together.